What's new in business news, September 24th, 2013? Lampang Ceramics in big trouble, Thailand's first long-haul low-cost carrier, and homes and businesses to sell solar power to electricity grid. Ceramics. Lampang's ceramics industry in big trouble. Ceramics firms in Lampang have been hit hard by the daily minimum wage hike, a fall in exports, and higher energy prices after the price of liquefied petroleum gas, or LPG, for industrial use was floated in 2011. The industry has asked the government for 1.5 billion baht in soft loans and 600 million baht for a central kiln to save on energy costs. Lampang is home to 70 to 80% of Thai ceramics for export, with key competitors in other ASEAN countries and China. Some 80 to 90% of factories are small and medium-sized enterprises, or SMEs, with 50 to 100 employees. Europe's economic slowdown did drastic damage to local factories, as the European market accounts for 60 to 70% of Lampang's ceramics exports. Ceramics exports of 1.5 billion baht are projected for this year, a sharp decline from 3 billion last year. Five factories have reportedly closed down, the largest with 2,000 employees. Most of the factories in Lampang have cut production by half and tried their best to keep workers. Aviation. Thai AirAsia X, first long-haul, low-cost carrier based in Thailand. A new company, Thai AirAsia X, or TAAX, will be Thailand's first locally registered long-haul, low-cost carrier, or LCC. A Thai national has been named head of the new company. Expats from the business group's Malaysian long-haul, low-cost carrier, or LCC, will help to ensure the new company starts operations smoothly during its first year. But the plan is to have TAAX run entirely by Thais in the second year. TAAX will begin operation in next year's first quarter, initially from its base at Bangkok's Don Mueang Airport, flying to South Korea and Japan. These highly competitive routes, with strong demand from Thais, will be served by two Airbus 330-300 wide-body jets. TAAX will be the first sister airline of the Malaysian company AirAsia X, which took to the skies in 2007, and Bangkok will be Thai AirAsia X's first hub outside Kuala Lumpur. In the future, the company intends to establish two more hubs in Indonesia and the Philippines, where it hopes to leverage the group's other airlines to provide it with additional feeder traffic. AirAsia X currently serves 15 destinations in Asia and Australia with a fleet of 13 A330-300s. Renewable energy. Solar rooftops of homes and businesses to sell solar power to electricity grid. With great expectations that solar rooftops will become the next promising energy sector, more than 1,000 applicants queued for solar rooftop licenses that will allow them to sell the solar power that they generate to the government. Half the licenses will be for the residential sector, with the rest of the licenses for factories and commercial buildings. Licenses will be valid for 25 years. A 10-kilowatt solar panel for households should expect to see a return on investment in 7 to 8 years based on 4 hours of average peak productivity per day. Households should expect to invest 200,000 to 700,000 baht depending on generating capacity and type of panel. The power tariff for the solar rooftop program is set at 6.96 baht per kilowatt hour for household projects with a capacity of 1 to 10 kilowatts. 6.55 baht for small buildings with a capacity of 10 to 250 kilowatts, and 6.19 baht for medium-sized and large buildings or factories with a capacity of 250 to 1,000 kilowatts.